Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
Hi! The winter holidays are upon us, and while we take time off to celebrate, we're excited to present a favorite Circle Round story from Season 1, a folktale that really captures what this time of year is all about. We'll be back with a brand new episode after the new year. Till then, enjoy! When's the last time you helped someone? Perhaps you set the table or watered the plants. Maybe you introduced yourself to someone new at school, or you just gave somebody a big hug when he or she needed it most. The people we'll meet in today's story are all about helping other people, but when a mysterious stranger offers them some help, you won't believe what happens. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today's folktale is called The Three Wishes. For many years, people have been telling different versions of this story in many countries around the world, from France to Sweden to Puerto Rico. Some really great people came together to bring you this tale, including real-life husband and wife Patrick and Mandy Fabian. Grown-ups, you may recognize Patrick from the AMC original series Better Call Saul. And Mandy is a writer and director who helped create the new Amazon comedy, Dropping the Soap. So, circle around, everyone, for the three wishes. Once upon a time, in a cozy little house in the middle of a forest, lived a woodsman and a seamstress. The woodsman spent his days chopping down trees and building sturdy tables and chairs to sell in the village. The seamstress spent her days sewing colorful dresses and coats. She sold those in the village, too. Both the woodsman and seamstress were very skilled at their crafts, and yet they found it hard to make enough money for food and other things they needed to survive.
So, dear wife, how did you do in the village today? Surely a crowd of people lined up to buy your beautiful clothes.
Not today, my husband. I sold just one handkerchief.
Oh, just one?
Yes. The rest I gave away to a poor man who had the worst cold. He was sneezing and sniffling and couldn't scrape together enough pennies for something to wipe his nose.
Well, that was kind of you, my dear. But then, you've always been the most generous woman I've ever known.
Oh, thank you, my love. And you? How did you do today? That desk you carried into the village must have sold within minutes.
Actually, it didn't. Nobody wanted to buy the desk, or anything else. In the end, I wound up giving a dozen chairs to the local school, so the children could have a place to sit during story time in the library.
How sweet of you.
Well, you know how I am. I may not have much, but I'll do my best to help someone in need.
As will I.
That's why we're such a good match. Our lives may be humble, but at least we're lucky enough to have this cozy house, a light in the fire, and, most importantly, each other.
That's right, my darling. I wouldn't wish for anything more.
One day, while the woodsman was chopping trees at the far edge of the forest, and the seamstress was sewing a magnificent jacket at home, she heard a gentle knocking at the door.
Hello?
Standing outside the cozy little house was a woman. An old woman with bright green eyes and long silvery hair. Her clothing was tattered and torn, but her smile was big and warm.
Hello, my child. I'm sorry to bother you, but I hope you can help me. I've been traveling alone in the woods, and I have lost my way. My walking stick fell into the river, and I've been wandering around and around and around on my tired old feet. I haven't eaten anything for days and days and days, and I am so hungry. Could you please spare some food?
Now remember, the seamstress and the woodsman constantly struggled to make ends meet, so their kitchen didn't have a lot of food. But that didn't stop the seamstress from inviting the woman inside.
I'm always happy to help a person in need, and you look very hungry. We don't have much, other than some bread and cheese, but please, take all you want.
Thank you, my child. Thank you.
The seamstress brought out half a loaf of bread and some slivers of cheese. The old woman gobbled the food up hungrily.
Oh, this is delicious. I am grateful for your hospitality. But then I shouldn't be surprised. Word has traveled about how kind and generous you and your husband are. And as a reward for this generosity and kindness, I am going to give you a gift.
A gift?
Yes.
But my husband and I, we don't need anything. We just like helping people who need it.
Well then, help me help you. The gift I'm offering is this. Starting immediately, right here, right now, any three wishes you or your husband make will instantly come true.
The seamstress's eyes widened. She could hardly believe what she was hearing. After all these years of struggling to get by, coming home empty-handed from the village, living on bread and cheese and water, she and her husband could have anything they wanted. All they had to do was wish for it. What do you think the seamstress and woodsman will wish for? What would be on your list if someone offered to grant three of your wishes? We'll find out what happens after a quick break. Welcome back to Circle Round. I'm Rebecca Shear. Today's story is called The Three Wishes. When we left off, an old woman with tattered clothing and silvery hair had given a seamstress a gift. As a reward for all the kindness and generosity the seamstress and her husband, the woodsman, had shown others, the old woman would grant three of their wishes. The seamstress was home alone at the time, and when she heard the old woman's words, she was very surprised.
Why, I can hardly believe this is true. Three wishes, and they'll all come true? Oh, if only my husband were in this house right now to hear of all this.
The last word had scarcely left her lips when, poof, who should instantly appear in the cozy little house but the woodsman, his axe still in his hands.
Oh!
What? Where? Who? What's going on, my dear? I was just about to chop down the perfect tree for a new bench, and suddenly I'm here.
The seamstress gave her husband a big hug and explained everything. How she'd helped the old woman who lost her walking stick, and now the couple had three wishes to use however they saw fit.
But wait, you say we have three wishes. By wishing that I could be in this house right now, didn't you just use up our first wish?
The seamstress thought for a moment.
Oh, I was just so excited about having three wishes. I guess I did use up the first one, didn't I?
She turned to the old woman.
Can I take it back?
The old woman smiled another of her big, warm smiles.
No, my child, you cannot.
Oh.
Well, that's hardly fair. We should have made all three wishes together. Oh. Now the first wish is done and gone, and it wasn't even for anything useful.
The seamstress turned to her husband with a furrowed brow.
Wait a minute. Useful?
Yes. You could have wished for more food in the house, or for more people to buy your clothing and my furniture. You could have just wished for more money in general, something we could actually use.
The seamstress had never seen her husband so angry. In fact, she'd barely seen him get upset over anything. All his life, he'd been a kind and generous man. But suddenly, the possibility of having anything at all, anything in the whole wide world, it seemed to have turned his head.
My husband, listen. Why get so upset? We still have two more wishes. We can make them together.
The woodsman began pacing around the room. The old woman with the silvery hair hobbled over to the corner and eased herself into a chair.
No, we will not make them together. I'll make the next wish myself, and it will be for something good. No, something grand.
But what do we need with grand? It's like we always say, at least we're lucky enough to have this cozy house, a light in the fire, and most importantly, each other. Isn't that enough?
Enough? Enough? You just don't get it, do you? We could have anything in the world. We could be king and queen. And all this talk about having enough. You're acting so ridiculous right now. May you grow the ears of a donkey.
Well, as you might have guessed, no sooner had the woodsman uttered those words than his wife's ears began to grow. And grow.
My ears!
Her ears got furrier and furrier, too, until, yes, they had changed into the pointed ears of a donkey.
Oh, no! What have you done?
The woodsman stopped his pacing and stared at his wife and her furry, pointed donkey ears.
I guess I just used up our second wish, didn't I?
He turned to the old woman in the corner.
No take-backs?
No take-backs.
So, just one more wish?
Just one more wish.
For a long time, the woodsman didn't say a word. When at last he opened his mouth, he gazed directly at his wife, who was now weeping quietly at the table.
With just one more wish, I might make myself a king. A great king, living in a great palace. I could wish for servants, delicious feasts. I could wish for so many horses and lots of land for races. I could wish for fancy parties. Each and every night, I could wish for a brand new life. To begin everything again and leave all of this...
He gestured around the cozy little house.
Leave it all behind!
Still sitting in the corner, the old woman smiled.
Everything you say is true. You could use this one last wish for riches and power, for a brand new life. So, is that what you wish for?
The seamstress stared at her husband. Smoothing down her furry, pointed donkey ears, she stood up and began walking toward him.
My darling, my dear, my love, we've always said we're so ideally matched. We've always said we wouldn't wish for anything more. But if that's truly what you want, riches and power, I cannot stop you. But I will always miss and be sad for the kind and generous man I've always known you to be.
The woodsman glanced over at the old woman. Then he looked at his wife. His gaze softened and his shoulders relaxed.
Well... I have just one more wish. And, like I said, I might wish to be a great king, living in a great palace. But I do not wish to be a great king in a great palace, not without my love. I do not wish to begin everything again without you. I want you to know happiness. So now you must decide. Do you wish to be my queen, with servants and feasts and grand parties each and every night, all the while wearing donkey ears? Or do you wish to be what I've always known you to be, the most gifted seamstress in the world and the most kind and generous woman in the universe?
The seamstress smiled. The woodsman smiled back. And off in her corner, the old woman smiled too.
My husband... My darling, my love, something tells me we can make this last wish together.
And with that, they joined hands, pulled each other close, and together wished that the seamstress could go back to the way she always had been. No sooner had they said these words than the donkey ears disappeared with a poof. The woodsman and seamstress hugged each other tightly.
Oh, my sweet, Oh, please forgive me for becoming so selfish, so greedy. I'm so sorry I became so thoughtless and mean.
It's amazing what the mere possibility of riches and power can do. Let's try to remember the important things in life, even when it's hard.
The old woman with the silvery hair shuffled out of her corner and approached the happy couple.
My children, what you've gone through today was a test. A test to see if you can understand that we can find happiness in living humbly, just as we can find unhappiness in living with all the riches in the world. And I am pleased to say, you've passed that test. May you know happiness together for the rest of your lives.
Just as the old woman was about to open the door to leave the house, the woodsman stopped her.
Wait! We cannot thank you enough for the gift you've given us. You've helped us see things in a whole new way, but it's nighttime now. It's cold outside. Your clothing has seen better days. Perhaps my wife can give you this magnificent jacket she's been sewing.
Why, of course. It will fit you to a T. And earlier, you mentioned your walking stick, the one you lost in the river. Perhaps my husband can offer you one of the sticks he has crafted from the finest trees in the forest.
It would make me very happy to do so.
And it would make me very honored to accept.
So the seamstress and the woodsman fetched the coat and the stick and sent the old woman on her way. They never became rich. They never lived in a great palace or threw grand parties each and every night. But they were happy. They had each other. And who could wish for anything more? Now it's your turn. Think of three things in your life that make you content. And when I say things, that also includes people, even animals. Draw a picture of yourself with the three things that bring you happiness. And ask a grown-up in your life to draw a picture of their three things. Once you're both done, you can share your pictures with each other and talk about why you drew what you drew. Today's story, The Three Wishes, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear, and edited by Jessica Alpert. Circle Round's executive producer is Catherine Brewer. Our original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. You can find the music of Circle Round Volume 1, Eric's collection of music from our first season of the podcast, on iTunes, Amazon, and the CD Baby Store. To learn more, visit our website, wbur.org/circleround, and click on Soundtrack and Coloring Pages. While you're there, you can print out, yes, our coloring pages. Circle Round's artist, Sabina Hahn, has made a black and white picture for every single story, and you can color them in while you listen. Again, visit wbur.org/circleround. Special thanks to this week's actors, Kimberly Schraff, Mandy Fabian, and Patrick Fabian. Grown-ups, you can see Mandy's show, Dropping the Soap, on Amazon. And you can catch Patrick on the AMC original series, Better Call Saul. Have you subscribed to Circle Round? You can find us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have a moment, please leave us some stars, write us a review, or just tell your friends about the show. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us. One of the best things about creating Circle Round is hearing from listeners like you. Circle Round fans have been telling us about their favorite Circle Round stories, and we're excited to share some of their voices with you.
My name is Aaron, and I live in Paris, and my favorite story is Stella and the Dragon.
My name's Amaya, and I'm from Los Angeles, California, and my favorite story is The Chattering Clams. My favorite part is when the clams are getting dropped into the sand.
If you're a grown-up listening right now, you can help us keep these wonderful stories going by giving a donation to WBUR. Visit wbur.org/color. and help support another year of Circle Round. Give $15 or more, and you'll get a beautiful Circle Round coloring book. Give $30 or more, and get an adorable kid-sized Circle Round t-shirt. Again, that's wbur.org/color. Thanks.